All right, welcome to part four and the last and final chapter. And I don't mean final chapter as in Jason's final chapter that had more movies after it, but the actual final chapter of day three for Toy Fair 2006 for RTM. This is Rob, and I'm going to hit just a few companies here. I'm going to go ahead and start off with some information from Limited by Cass. We had a chance to stop in there and talk to Mike Reniger, who was a big part of Palisades Toys, and he's working at Limited by Cass now. And, okay, Cass is a company that manufactures, it's actually Cass Iberia, they manufacture high-quality swords. And I don't mean like just replicas like, okay, we're going to make, you know, like say United Cutlery, okay, they make replica swords. Well, these Cass Iberia doesn't make replica swords, they make swords, okay. So it's higher quality, and we're talking about, you know, higher quality and significantly more expensive. They're not $100, $200 swords. You're looking at $300, $400, $500, $600, $1,200 swords. So that's the kind of company they are. But they also have some limited as a way for them to do more distribution with a bunch of different players. And so one of the things that they've acquired is the Palisades name, the Factory X name, which is one of the things that they wanted, so they can continue with the the Factory X name is more along the lines of the products that they do, but they got the Palisades name, the Factory X name, and the stock that has already been produced by Palisades. In other words, you know, the Invader Zim figures that were made but hadn't been moved out, things of that nature. You know, some of the busts and stuff like that. Licenses did not come with that. Those are things that have to be, you know, negotiated separately. But from what we understand, they want to continue with and try and do some Buffy replicas. Again, these things are subject to negotiation, so this isn't finalized yet. But they're obviously more interested in the things that are along their kind of business, like, you know, swords and things of that nature. It is very, very unlikely that anything that Palisades was in the process of making and designing, such as Sesame Street, is going to be done by Limited by Cass. It's not going to happen by them. Someone else can go in and buy the tooling, any tooling that had been made, and try and negotiate the license, but it's not going to be through this. So if you're just waiting to get your, hoping that this was going to be how you got your Sesame Street stuff, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but that's just not how it's going to work. It's the truth of the matter is plastic is, unless you're already a mass market player, it's a hard medium to get into, depending on what you're doing, because you can't do low numbered items in plastic. You know, you can't do 10,000 things in injection molded plastic. It's just, by the time you pay for all the tooling that's involved, it's just not worth it to do such limited run items. And especially with the price of oil going up, you know, that contributes to that. So you may see, you know, they may look into acquiring other licenses and stuff, but for now what they've done is acquired Palisades stock, and they are looking in the future at trying to expand some offerings through Limited. But, you know, Factory X is one of the things that they want to try and use, but just because they acquired that stock does not mean that Limited by Cass is going to just go ahead and make everything that Palisades was in the process of making. That's just not how it's going to work. And again, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but you know, Sesame Street, this isn't the savior for Sesame Street. Now, someone else could come in and buy the tooling and any tooling that had been done and negotiate for a license for that. And there may even be plans in place for that. I know that some companies have expressed interest in some of the licenses that Palisades had. But for right now, like I said, Limited by Cass, they have the old inventory, and, you know, they're going to look to sell that. But anything that was in the process of being produced but was not finished, it's pretty much that it's not going to get finished. So just wanted to throw that out. Next up, I want to talk to you about Monogram. Most folks are most familiar with a lot of the stuff they do for Teen Titans, JLU, for banks, paperweights, and different, you know, keychains, things of that nature. Well, the big thing they had are two licenses. They're going to be doing some Superman Return stuff, and that's going to include, like, the plastic bank, the bank bus, and also they have, you know, keychains and a bunch of things along that line. But they can't show anything yet because there's a little bit of a marketing. There's a lot of different rules that go with movies, with movie licenses. And basically, I think it's because they don't want to oversaturate the market, even though, you know, I don't know how much, you know, who doesn't know who Superman is? Who doesn't know what the new Superman looks like? But anyway, there's certain rules, so they can't really show anything yet. So we don't have pictures of that. But the other big thing that they've acquired is a Marvel license. A Marvel license so they can go back and do, like the Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman bus. They're going to go ahead and do some Marvel stuff. And the stuff that they're looking at first, of course, Spider-Man, Wolverine, the Thing, as both paperweights, you know, the sort of half-bus paperweights, and bank bus. And then they were also looking at doing potentially Venom as a bank bust. And Captain America as a bank bust. So they've got a Marvel license. So if you like their Justice League stuff and you like their DC stuff, they're going to be doing Marvel stuff along the same line. So that's the stuff to look forward to from Monogram. And again, we'll bring you more information as, you know, we couldn't take photos. There weren't any. They just got the Marvel license. It's pretty recent. So pretty much all they have is concept art. But they're definitely, you know, they'll apply the same stuff that they had with a lot of their DC stuff. So if you like that stuff, you're probably going to like what they come up with for Marvel. And last, but certainly not least for today, is Kinex. We had a chance to go through their booth at Javits pretty quickly, and you know, a lot of products along the same line, roller coasters, and they're also doing the and they're also doing some little mini construction sets with the Orange County Choppers. Now, one thing that's new for Kinex this year is what they call like the micro-size Kinex, and basically what it is they've taken the same Kinex parts and kind of shrunk them down to, I'd say, about half, maybe a third size, half size, a quarter size. So that way you can make a little smaller and more intricate items, you know, such as the Orange County Choppers. They had some of those. And they'll have a few sets that will be coming out, like one of the roller coaster sets was with the micro pieces. So that way it could actually be built a little differently. And actually the roller coaster they had was pretty cool. And one thing about the roller coaster sets, they're co-branding it with Six Flags, so just another thing, I guess, if you're a big fan of Six Flags, or if you like Kinex, or if you like them both, that's even better, because then you get a double dose. But and that's about it for Kinex. We just wanted to let you know they're going to be doing micro size. I know it's something that we don't cover a lot with Kinex and stuff, but some people are interested, and it's just kind of nice to know. But that about wraps up day three here. It certainly about wrapped up me, because I'm beat. 3 days of this is just, you know, you'd think that you could go out and look at toys all day, and you could do that for a couple of weeks, but let me tell you, it only takes a couple of days to start getting to the point where it's like, you know what, I don't want to get any toys anymore for a while. I think I want to take a break. Still love the toys, but it's, you know, you get a little bit of an overdose, and we still got two more days to go. So that'll end the day three podcast, and with any luck, and we're still able, we'll try and crank out some more for tomorrow on day four. So until then, I'm signing off.